Every day, Jeff writes the show schedule of what we're going to talk about. And every day, he like puts initials by what each one of us is going to start talking about. And then we start having a conversation. And every day, every single day this week, there has been a topic on the show that says Jeff's birthday weekend. And every single day, there's a red sea by it, meaning he wants me to talk about his birthday.
Well, of course, I want you to bring it up. It would be selfish if I brought up my own birthday.
So what would you like me to bring up about your birthday today?
I think just a reminder that my birthday is this weekend in case anybody missed it. I think that's probably it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that anyone's missing any of that. But yeah, we'll remind everyone, Jeff's birthday is this weekend.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that I have discovered road trips again as an adult.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for our new rug.
I am excited for road trips because we're actually, by the time you're listening to this, we're in Asheville, North Carolina. God willing. Wouldn't it be awful if something terrible happened on the way to Asheville and now this episode was scheduled and released and we're not there?
Coming to you from beyond the grave?
Oh, God, that's horrifying. No, that's not the case.
Really is a weird thing to think about, though.
It is, because everything gets scheduled and programmed and weird. Yeah. I don't even like that. Yep, road trip for my birthday weekend. So we're in Asheville. But before we talk about the double the upside and all the stuff we have on the schedule for today's show, can I bring up two things that sparked strong emotion from me on the internet?
Emotion or joy?
Emotion, because one is good and one is bad.
Okay.
Which one do you want first? The good one or the bad one?
The bad, because then we'll need to counteract it with good.
Okay. I have seen multiple advertisements or posts from podcast, their kits so that people can start their own podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's what it looks like to me is people are just assembling a bunch of equipment and they're buying like inexpensive microphones and inexpensive boards and inexpensive cables, but then they're charging probably four times what the equipment would be worth separately. Mm-hmm. Because they're saying that, you know, it comes with special instructions to set up for podcasting and how to do it and blah, blah, blah. And that actually makes me mad because it's not that expensive. And I know it's capitalism, but that's just taking advantage of people who don't know. So my question for you, Callie, because you do all that online, if we create or I create a thing, a shopping cart on mm-hmm. Amazon or something like that, can people just go click and buy everything in that package for the Amazon price? Am I making sense?
So, like literally can people do that? Or like, do I think it's a good idea for you to do that for people?
Both.
I don't know if people can literally do that. I mean, I think that you should charge for your time doing that, but I wouldn't like highway rob people.
But I'm not going to assemble it all. I don't know. I just feel like I could put together a wish list of stuff or not like a thing of what, and maybe there's no demand for it. Like maybe, I don't know. I just saw, I literally before we started recording, saw somebody selling a podcasting starter kit for $999, and I priced this stuff out separately, and it was $439. Like $440.
But you've seen, I mean, this stuff has existed forever. Maybe not for podcasting, but like, you know what I still see on TV sometimes is that like, become an author or your invention now. Like, we'll send you an inventor's kit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a different, it's been like, it's personal to you now because you're in podcasting, but you see those all the time, right? Like you've seen the commercials. Yeah. It's like, you could be an inventor. We'll send you a free kit. Just sign this form without reading it. And it like is like, hey, if you become rich, you owe us 90% of your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
We get 30 cents of every dollar that you make ever for the rest of your
Please
life.
Please don't read this. Just sign it. Thanks. Right. Bye.
Okay.
What's the good thing?
The good thing that I saw right after seeing that is in our Facebook group, somebody opened up and they said, look, I'm going to be really vulnerable. I can't even believe I'm writing this, but I'm 30 years old and I don't have any close friends. I don't have a friend group. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how to make friends at age 30. And while I was reading it, like the comments went from 110 to 128.
Shut up.
Just in the time while I was reading it, because so many people were responding and they were, one, obviously offering to be her friend, but two, saying, yeah, I've been in the same boat. Like I moved to a new city at age 35. All by myself after a divorce, and I didn't know anybody, and it's tough. And here's what I did. And, you know, there's suggestions about joining groups and joining a church and finding an alumni association and all this other stuff. But I just thought it was really cool to see hundreds of people all come together.
Somebody said, you sent me a message earlier today or yesterday that I loved. You sent it to me in T-Bird saying that someone sent a message to us that was like, hey, I felt really weird about posting, you know, whatever their topic was. And I just want to let you know that so many people responded with like encouraging words for me and like, cause saying that they've been there, I felt like I was getting a hug. Like I was wrapped in a hug all day. And that makes me so happy.
She posted that it was the anniversary of losing someone close to her.
Yeah.
I think it was a parent. And she was just worried about waking up that day and remembering, you know.
But that's what it's all about. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like we are not doing much. Like you are doing things in that community. We're just making the space safe and being like referee in case we have to, but I don't even think T-Bird has had to. And it's so nice to see people stripping away differences, backgrounds, like whatever, and just saying, hey, you're human and you feel this way. I felt this way too. Like, let's feel this way together, or like, you're going to get through it. Let me be a cheerleader for you. And it's awesome. If you haven't joined it yet, I highly encourage you to do that. Facebook.com/groups/Callie and Jeff. It is, you are all welcome there.
Double the upside, double the upside. Gotta double the upside by the end of the year.
Yeah. All right. There's been some controversy with the double the upside for the past couple weeks. And I think I have resolved the issue without getting too far in the weeds, because I'm really bad at explaining things. Like I now,
which is ironic because your entire career has been made off of, like, almost every dime that you've ever made has come from your communication.
From communication. Like, but what? And maybe I'm in my own head about it, but I was on the phone with somebody earlier this week trying to, they were going to help with some like accounting type stuff. And I'm trying to explain to them what I currently do and what I needs help with and all this stuff. And in the middle of it, I'm like, am I making any sense? I'm terrible at explaining stuff. Please ask questions. So I'm not going to get too far in the weeds with the double the upside thing, but know this, I was wrong. Almost everybody else was right. Instead of looking at a single show in a 24-hour period, I have to look at all of the shows within a 24-hour period.
So basically what he's saying is he wants to know, today, how many people listen to an episode of The Upside today? Instead of saying how many people listen to just one particular episode, like let's see how many people are making The Upside a part of their day, period.
Exactly. 1,000% exactly. And to the best I can tell, when we started the Double the Upside thing, right, we had 8,100 people listening to an episode of The Upside in a given 24-hour period. 8,100. So double that would be 16,200. Mm-hmm. We are currently averaging every day 15,000 people listening. Oh my God,
that's crazy.
So it looks very promising that by the end of the year, we will double the upside.
That's awesome.
But in case you haven't heard, this is my birthday weekend. So that is my that is what I want as a gift, is I want next week to be like a big week of pushing the upside. You don't have to do it this weekend. People don't, and we'll remind you next week. But if every single person who makes the upside part of the routine every day, if every single person could just take one step to tell somebody else about it, mm-hmm. we'll double it next week.
So awesome.
So share it on Instagram, you know, tweet about it, post it on Facebook, whatever. But if next week could be like our focus, then we could be done with it and the upside will be doubled. But yes, so comparing apples to apples, it looks like we're about 1,000 people away.
That's awesome.
From doubling the upside. Pretty
I'm
cool.
I'm so excited. And for those of you that have been like on the ground, like telling everyone, and because we get messages every day of like, hey, I just had the best conversation with my UPS guy and I told him about the upside, like the most random things ever. Thank you so much. Like, we see you, we appreciate you, we notice you, we love you, and we cannot thank you enough. Do not think we don't see you working hard to spread the word. We are so grateful.
And make sure you tag us when you do, because I love reposting people and then also commenting on their pictures, you know, and saying, yeah. Hey, you know, thanks for spreading the word and stuff. So make sure you tag us however you do it, but thank you in advance. And we'll figure out, we'll talk about it a little bit. Callie and I will talk about it this weekend, and then we'll come up with like a plan next week to hit it hard every single day. And we'll double the upside before Thanksgiving even. But we're so close, so close.
We want to thank some of our advertising partners that are on board this week. We could not do the show without you, and we could not do the show without them. And the first one I want to tell you about is Skillshare. Skillshare is awesome. It is an online community where you can take classes on pretty much anything. Those October resolutions that we were talking about, October-lutions, if you will. Have something in your head that you want to get done, go look on Skillshare and see if they have a class for it. I bet they do. Right now, they're giving Upsiders 2 months worth of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/upside. That's Skillshare.com/upside to start your 2 free months. And that is thousands of classes that you'll have access to for free.
Also want to say thank you to Hemp Fusion. Hemp Fusion CBD works best for your body because they combine their CBD with other natural ingredients, specifically omegas and terpenes, and other ingredients and products that help specifically with stress, with sleep, with energy, and this makes the CBD work even better in your system. Everything Hemp Fusion does is to maximize the effects of the CBD and to add up to a better product, which of course makes a better you. So go to hempfusion.com and use the promo code UPSIDE. You'll get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Once again, hempfusion.com and the promo code is UPSIDE.
I have a beautiful human alert that you're going to love. And I wish I had done this earlier this week, but I didn't see it.
Who's the beautiful human that we're going to shine the spotlight on today?
Alice Mann. And I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And if I got it wrong, it might be Mayan. Anyways, Alice, so up my alley. This is my girl, right? So she lost a senior dog named Lily, which Aww. Is, you know, we have a dog named Lily and I lost a senior dog. I love senior dogs. And she decided that she wanted to honor Lily's legacy by opening a senior dog sanctuary.
That's your dream.
It's my literal dream.
Callie has said this, that if we are ever...
No. When?
When we win like big stupid money in a lottery or something, one of the things that Callie wants to do is buy a farm and then yes. go to shelters and rescue senior dogs.
Yes.
And just and hire like a full-time veterinarian.
Yes.
And just let the dogs live out their last years yes. on the farm.
And here's the thing, like senior dogs, you never know what their story are. And I think a lot of people walk by senior dogs at shelters and think, oh, no one's wanted them for 10 years. So they're not, you know what I mean? And here's the reality about senior dogs. And this is a sad reality, is like a lot of older people, they they have to either, you know, when they pass on, or if they have to move into a home, they can't take care of the dog. They have to get rid of their pet that's been an amazing pet for a decade. Senior dogs are the best dogs. I will say it till I'm blue in the face. Seriously, love them. Anyways, so back to Alice. Alice opens Lily's Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary. She's got 5 acres. It's in California. They have a barn that they have decorated like a living room.
That's
so
great.
Dogs can feel like they're in their living room.
It's so great.
And they have 24-hour volunteers. So like around the clock, there's always someone there hanging with the dogs. They have dedicated cuddlers.
Perfect.
I would do that. I would volunteer if I lived in California. Anyways, and this week, so she has declared this week Saving Senior Dogs Week. And she's partnered with like 10 other rescues to promote November 4th through 10th as Saving Dogs, Senior Dogs Week, in hopes that it'll promote the fact that senior dogs are amazing and they have so much love to give.
I love that. What's her name again?
Alice Mann. You are a beautiful human.
I was having a conversation with an old intern of mine, and I just asked her how she was doing, you know, like what's new in her world. And she was frustrated because she graduated from college. Mm-hmm. Life was really good. She moved to a new city. She has a really cool, good job. She's lucky enough to get a job out of college. Mm-hmm. So she's employed, and life is good, but she's not working in the field that she's passionate about. Mm-hmm. And asked if I had any advice. And I gave her what I think was really good advice.
Okay.
And I realize that I've given this advice a lot to a lot of people, but I don't think I've ever seen it or said it this succinctly. Mm-hmm. Just show up. So her, for example, she wanted to work in some sort of behind the scenes production, mm-hmm. right? She wanted to be a work in theater, but work like in the behind the scenes part of it. She wanted to be an actress or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I said, why don't you find a theater in your neighborhood and go get a part-time job there doing anything?
Yeah.
Even if you're taking tickets or you're selling concessions or whatever, just get in the building, just show up. And I've given this advice a lot to people who are trying to move from intern to paid employee. Mm-hmm. When I worked in radio, I'm like, just show up, be there as much as you can, because here's what's going to happen. By default, you're going to learn. Mm-hmm. So even if you want to work as a producer, if you want to be a production manager at a theater, you are going to learn something about that, even if your job is selling beer and popcorn at the
tickets,
right.
Cleaning up after the shows. Yeah.
Because you're there, so you're going to mm-hmm. learn something, and you just show up and you keep showing up, and eventually you're going to be seen as a person who's always there. And then you say, hey, this is what I really want to do. And you just get closer and closer and closer and closer. And eventually, if you are learning, if you demonstrate that you are absorbing the stuff that's around you, you'll be given opportunities to prove yourself. But just show up where you want to be. So and for her, I think it's easier because she's, young and just graduated, and she knows that the career she's in now is not the career for her entire life. But even if you're in the middle of a career and in the middle of your job, and you know your calling is different, then go to that different calling and just somehow be around it.
I think that I would also say that I would like to expand on what you said. I think that you can do that even if you love your job, and hear me out on this. I think that I do that, and it's a good reminder of me to keep doing that. Because here's the thing, I'm an assistant. When I was hired, my job was to keep a calendar schedule and order office supplies. And that was literally what was in my job description. And I knew that I wanted to do more with like the talent side. Like I really want to, you know, I'm good. I thought I was like might have some skills that would make me good at more of like talent management type things. Now I still have the same job title. That has not changed, but I started showing up for things that weren't in my job description and just being there, getting the experience, and the people around me started putting more and more on my plate because they saw that I was there and I was interested and I was volunteering to be there pretty much, like not literally volunteering, but I was showing up and they're like, oh, you didn't have to be here. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I just thought this would be cool.
Right. And I thought maybe I could help out if need be, I could help out.
Yeah. And I don't have a different like job description, but it really showed people that I care and that I'm invested in my role. And my role has grown into something I love so much. And it is so out of what I was hired to do in a good way. So I think that you can show up even if you love your job and you're like, I really want more out of this role. Then do it. Show up.
And I think the non-upsidey part of this, and so forgive me for being not upsidey for a second, but I think there's a lot of people in this world who feel entitled or deserving to something just because of time spent, right? So, oh, I've been working here for 2 years. Why haven't I gotten a promotion yet? I've been here for 5 years. Why aren't I assistant manager yet? Just because they've put in the time. Mm-hmm. And what I would say to...
They've put in some time.
They've put in time, right? But what I would say to anyone who wants to expand their role or get into a new role is take advantage of those people thinking that just physical presence is showing up. Because you could put in less time and make more of an impression.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they go home at 5 every day and they're like, oh, I can't wait to be out of here. Boom. You stay 1 extra hour and leave 3 minutes after the boss does.
Yes.
Like let the boss leave, watch, you know, like look out the window, watch his or her car pull out of the parking deck and be like, okay, now I'm going to leave. And show up. If your boss shows up every day at 8:10, you show up at 8:05.
Yes.
So you have time to get your coat off and power up your computer, open up your laptop or whatever it is. Just show up because it's not difficult to make a great impression.
I knew a guy when I worked in music and I always loved that he did this. I worked in music and he was in like the artist management part of it. And he was offered this like big office or whatever. And he's like, no, I want that office over there. And they're like, that's basically a broom closet. Like, that's not an office. We can barely fit a desk in there. You'll be lucky if you can fit a chair. He's like, I don't care. And I was like, why would you want that office? And he goes, because it's right next to the boss.
Perfect.
The boss will walk by me every single day.
Yep.
See what I'm doing. Know that I'm there. I will know every person that's walking into that office. I will overhear phone calls that are important. I will know what's going on. I will be there.
That's perfect. That's brilliant.
I love it.
I have this debate every single year around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I never remember what the outcome was of the previous year's debate. Okay.
Okay.
So here's some background if you've never heard this before. But every year on my birthday, I replace all of my underwear.
It's actually really smart. Like, I think this is a good idea. Now, is it all of your underwear or just you go through it and you're like, this is...
Everything goes. All my underwear goes and I get all new underwear. Now, here's a couple things you need to know. One, I don't do fancy underwear. I buy the underwear at Target or Walmart that come in the
packs.
The packs of like where it's always like 6 pairs of underwear, but 5 pair free, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they're Fruit of the Loom or Hanes, and that's this boxer briefs. That's my underwear routine, right? So I'm not buying anything fancy. And the reason that I do it is I remember when I was a struggling up and coming radio DJ dude, mm-hmm. probably in Tucson, Arizona, or maybe I was in Boston before that, but it's somewhere I interacted with a celebrity and I wish I could remember who it was, but this celebrity said that when they got their first big check and their first big payday,
mm-hmm.
that for 1 year, they only wore a pair of underwear once. because they could have, because they,
it was just like a celebrity park that they're like, I am going to do this because I can.
That's 1,000% what it was. Whoever it was came up in a tough life, like had hand-me-down underwear, hand-me-down everything he owned, was, you know, always had struggling, you know, upbringing. And so when he made it big and he could afford to do it, he's like, you know what? For 1 year, my underwear is disposable. So he would wear it and throw it in the garbage at the end of the night. And I remember him saying this, and he would give thanks like that he was able to do that. I'm so rich, I can throw away my underwear.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. So I was like, that is actually kind of cool. Wasteful, but cool. So this is just a modified version of doing that. Every year on my birthday, I ditch all of my old underwear. I buy all new underwear, and I just do it as kind of a just because I can, right?
Yeah.
And also because I tend to not know when things have reached a point of not
like when it's time to say goodbye.
When it's time to say goodbye, when things aren't presentable. So this just forces you to never have that conversation with me. Like, you'll never have to say, nah, time to get rid of those, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That being said, every year I'm faced with this dilemma. Do you donate used underwear?
You know, I've never known that. And I don't know, because it's the same thing with like bathing suits, because I'm pretty well, I would think people would donate bathing suits. And that's kind of the same thing.
I would donate a bathing suit.
My kind of rule of thumb, because I don't know what the laws are, and there's got to be some sort of like law on it. And I know there are probably people in need of underwear.
Of course there are.
But if I do that, I wash them, and usually I've gotten really bad at this. Like I will wear underwear until it's like cannot be worn. Like, I think you have actually had that conversation with me of like, okay, let's retire that. Like,
okay.
Mine gets thrown in the trash usually. But I did for a while when I had underwear that just wasn't practical for me, or I wasn't wearing it and it was collecting dust and I had worn it like once. I washed it and put it in my donate bag and just let them sort through it. So if they were allowed to keep it, then they would have it. And if not, then they could get rid of it.
Because I don't want to be like insulting and just drop off a bag of underwear, but I also don't want it to go to good underwear go to waste if somebody else could use it.
Have you been rethinking that for your birthday this year, now that we're in like a slightly different financial position than we have been in for a little bit?
No.
Oh, so you're still going to do it?
Yeah, I'm still going to do it. Like if I had gotten bougie enough to the point where I'm like throwing away my underwear every day, that would have stopped.
I bet there's a charity that collects it and turns it into something, like recycles it.
Like, you can make it like a purse or something.
That's not what I was thinking, but I bet there is some
boxer brief purse.
No, I think because people would buy that. Let me please buy a used underwear purse. That sounds like a...
You know what? If anybody wants to make a quilt of my old underwear... Oh my gosh,
please don't even go there. But I do think there's got to be a nonprofit out there if somebody wants to like let us know what it is that you can donate underwear, and they'll... Because you know, there's people that do like Madewell collects denim and they make insulation for homes out of used denim. So I think it's feasible.
Yeah.
That could be made into something else. There's a lot of smart people in the world. Someone's got something. Let's figure out how to donate.
I would be honored if the fabric that kept me cozy and tight kept you warm in the winter. What a great repurposing of my drawers.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? And this is like one of my Cali weird train of thought things, but I got ready for bed, and I had to run out and get something from our kitchen after I was like ready for bed. So I was like running, making a mad dash in my underwear from our bedroom to the kitchen and back, hoping that we did not get a package at our door in those 30 seconds.
Well, and what's important to note, is that if this is your first ever episode of The Upside, you may not have know this, but Callie goes to bed at an unreasonably early time.
Yeah, so it's not like we're getting deliveries at like 11 o'clock at night. Like I go to bed at 6:30. So this would be like 5:30 to 6, like,
right,
which, you know, is prime package time. And then I was also thinking about how Jeff said that he curls up in a blanket naked on the couch so he can do his laundry. When I'm out of town, he'll do this so he can say for like 10 minutes that he has all clean laundry in the house.
Yeah, total laundry day.
And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, what if the UPS guy or the FedEx guy or whoever had come while you were doing that? Like, I bet they have seen the weirdest stuff ever.
It happened when when you were up in New York City for work. I did a total laundry day and was sitting on the couch watching TV, and the doorbell rang, and I leaned up enough to look and see that it was a delivery person. And I was just truly wrapped up in a blanket. Like, I didn't even have clothes in the room that I was in. There was damp clothes in the dryer and there was something in the washer, but there was nothing I could do. There was nowhere I could go. And I was contemplating, because, you know, at least for me, there's nothing more frustrating than getting the sticker on your door from the delivery company, but not having the package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're afraid that like it requires a signature. You can't get up. So you're there within walking distance
because of
the package.
If it requires a signature, it's either really valuable or really important.
So it's usually really good.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's the package you want.
Right. Exactly. So I'm in my head debating, like, do I just go to the door wrapped up in my blanket?
Oh my God.
And the guy ended up leaving the package, and I think maybe he just was like ringing the doorbell as a courtesy or whatever, but
I would love to take calls on this because nothing would make me happier than hearing your stories of weird stuff that your delivery person has seen, and or if you are a delivery person or married to a delivery person, what they've seen. But like, let's keep it cleanish. If we can do that, 1-800-434-5454. What has your delivery person seen? Because you know those people have seen some stuff.
The date was November 3rd that I was scrolling through Instagram. And I remember the date because I know it was the weekend after Halloween. And a friend of mine posted a horrifying picture.
Okay.
Her Christmas tree is up and decorated.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that is this a friend that's like a designer or an influencer, or is this just like?
No, this is just a human person friend.
That's a little early for me. You know, I
messaged her and I was like, well, what are you doing? And she's like, it's the season. I love it.
Is Katie Burke like that?
I don't know if she is for Christmas. I know she's passionate about fall. Right. And fall things, like I know, like October 1st, her house threw up all things Halloween, if not before that. But November, like the weekend after Halloween, to put up a Christmas tree, that's aggressive, right?
I find it personally a little aggressive. I do know a lot of like bloggers that do it so they can take content photos for like later. You know what I mean? Like people that are planning content. So that's a little different, but I wouldn't want a Christmas tree in our house right now. And I love Christmas and I love Christmas trees, but to me, there's something so special about, you know, our tradition. So I guess when I think of it, that it's some people's traditions, that's different. Because our tradition is the first Saturday after Thanksgiving, we always get our Christmas tree.
Now, the thing with putting it up in November, and I appreciate the fact that it brings her happiness, or who am I to question that joy, right? But if you're an influencer and you're putting it up just for a backdrop, then it's not a Christmas tree, it's a prop.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So that's a little bit different.
I don't mind, I will say, I don't mind the tree in November thing as much as it really drives me nuts when people have their tree up in February.
I was all set to give this woman, this friend of mine, daily grief until we got closer to the holidays. And then I came across this article. The headline says, why experts say you should put up your Christmas decorations early.
Because it makes you happier, right?
Yep. if you're the type to trim the tree right after you go trick-or-treating, you are likely happier than your friends. And it goes on to explain that people who put their Christmas tree up super early are more inclined to do things that make them happy without worrying about the judgment of other people.
Okay.
And that in turn makes them spike with dopamine, right? The happiness makes them spike with dopamine, which makes them a happier person.
I really like that. And you know what I do secretly? And I feel like this increases my dopamine or whatever. I secretly listen to Christmas music like all year round.
Well, it's only a matter of time before some of the radio stations start to flip in Atlanta, right? I mean, it's the Fish, the Christian station, always flips.
Someone said, oh yeah, one of my friends on Instagram, well, she's my friend in real life too, but she, my friend Sarah said that in Greenville, South Carolina, one of the stations already flipped.
Yeah, Greenville already flipped. I knew that.
That's crazy. Is that every year they do that?
I think so.
That's crazy, I get it.
If a radio station flips to Christmas and it's not a radio station that normally flips to Christmas,
everyone's fired.
That's usually a really bad sign. Like, I have to be honest with you, toward the end of the last Christmas that I was at my last radio station, I would get in the car, and if I heard a Christmas song, it would take my breath away for just a second. I was like, uh-oh.
Totally getting fired.
And then the next song was Jonas Brothers. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're cool. Yes, another paycheck.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
We have gratitude journals for sale, and I know I keep saying that, and I'm going to keep saying that because it is my favorite time of year. I love Christmas. I love gift giving. And these gratitude journals give me life. Like, I think Jeff can see me physically light up when we do this. Like, it makes me so happy.
We want to make it super easy for you to get them. So you can, of course, go to CallieandJeff.com, and they're available on the merch tab. You can also text the word upside to 555-888. We'll send the link directly to you. And if you are interested in buying these in bulk, like gifts for your entire, you know, staff or your clients, or is thank you gifts for somebody or whatever, we do have bulk orders available and bulk pricing available.
So if you go to CallieandJeff.com and then click on the merch tab, it'll explain it in the thing, or you can email shop@portmerch.com. If you're going to do over 25, they'll give you special pricing for that, but you can really get all of the info on CallieandJeff.com. Click on that merchandise tab. And don't forget, we're donating a portion of every journal sold to Ahimsa House, which is a nonprofit that gives pets shelter while their owners safely leave domestic violence situations.
Hi guys, it's T-Bird. Hey, listen, so we're having another Upside meetup. And actually, Jeff, we're celebrating your birthday. So on Sunday, November 10th, this coming Sunday at Gremlin Growlers in Fayetteville. So that's at 101 Glen Street. It's basically on the square in downtown Fayetteville at 6 p.m. It's hosted by Crystal Lynn Booth, and we're all going to get there, and we're going to celebrate Jeff's birthday, and we're going to drink beer or coffee or whatever floats your boat. Hope a bunch of people can come out and celebrate your day with us, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, love you. Bye.
Y'all are forgetting the best fried chicken spicy sandwich, and that is the Cajun Filet Club from Bojangles. Also, their regular fried chicken is amazing. So I think, Jeff, you should go to Bojangles, either get the Cajun Filet Club or the Cajun Filet Biscuit, and review that one in comparison to Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. I think you will find that it is even better. All right, love you guys. Love the show. Okay, bye.
I just about gasped when Callie said that Toblerones aren't that good. They're my favorite chocolate bar, and I have such fond memories of them because during the holidays when my family would come into town, my mom would make Toblerone fondue with all the fruit and all the things you dip in fondue. And if you haven't tried it, I encourage you to find a Toblerone fondue recipe, dip some banana and apple in that. Oh, okay. Bye. the description on anxiety, feeling joy from things and being aware when it's happening is so on point. And I wish that's something more people could understand. But I thought you guys did a really great job giving that description today. Love the show. Love you guys.
Jeff, Callie, it's Steve from Apopka, but actually I'm in Long Island, New York today. Wednesday's show, Jeff, No Nut November. I saw what you did there. Have a great one, guys. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
What's up, Callie and Jeff? What about adding some Elton John to the upside? It could be something like Callie and Jeff. Yeah. Hope y'all have a great day. Love y'all. Bye.
I just wanted to say I'm listening to Wednesday's episode, and I totally get where Callie is coming from with the whole, like, 45 minutes of workout thing. And here's the thing. I used to be in my 30s and early 40s, I was in a competitive bodybuilder. And I was one of these all-or-nothing kind of people. Like, if I can't work out for an hour and a half, or if I can't work out for an hour, then I might as well do nothing. And it really was detrimental to me to have that mindset. So when I finally learned to switch that in my head and be like, okay, if I have 20 minutes, I'm going to work out or I'm going to move. If I have 30 minutes, I'm going to work out, I'm going to move. It has been such a huge help to have that mindset where, you know what, I'm going to do my body good. And I'm going to do it good for as long as I can. And if that's 20 minutes, so be it. That's better than sitting on my butt for whatever. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
I was listening to your feeding the squirrels chipmunks cashews. You don't want to do that. I have to tell you that we have squirrels and chipmunks that have invaded our attic. And we had to spend $3,000 to get these little suckers out of the house. So stay away from feeding them. Love your show. Bye.
So in all that you do, in all of your life, I wish you the strength and the grace to make those choices which will allow you and your neighbor to become the best of whoever you are.
Bye.